Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear. Hey, guys, happy Easter, man. Also, happy April Fool's Day. Also, that rent due, partner. How coincidental that all three of those are landing on the very same day, guys, April the 1st. Wow. Man, new season, man. New quarter. I think it's officially, can we say it's officially springtime for sure, right? Summer will be here in a minute. So, guys, just wrapping up. Many of you guys that are in the service business, or if you're in the beauty business in particular, in the retail business right now, wow, in the man, even this weekend, man, the party and kind of entertainment industry, Easter weekend is a big one. Easter week is a big one, guys, for our businesses. So if you are amongst those folds of service providers out there, guys, that are affected by the Easter rush, coupled with income tax checks is on them streets, shout out to you, man, with the recovery period, man. Relax today, sit back, get you some Easter food, hang out with the family, and recover and get back at that thing next week. A little different podcast today. Of course, it would be, you know, right apropos to have one that is about Easter, but that's not what I'm thinking about today, man. I'm thinking about branding. I'm thinking about a brand and what that means, and there's so many different answers to branding, and this podcast is not necessarily to define branding at all, because I think it's very relative to wherever you are in your business, if you're out there in business or life period. But I think about a company, man. Recently, I had the opportunity to go to a mall, a pretty popular mall in Atlanta, Georgia, and there was a Nike store, you know what I mean? And you think of the Apple store, right? But let's just deal with Nike, right? Let's deal with Nike. I think every human on earth has had a relationship with Nike at some point or time. And when you think of this store, what, somebody say, well, what's brand as it relates to Nike? I think that when you deal with a product line or a company, and if you're out here, hopefully this helps you in your business, when you, or branding or whatever you're doing, when you think about a business, guys, there is the product that they're selling, right? And then there's the commodity that they're utilizing to sell said product or this product. And oftentimes, in the case of something like Nike, we would think that they're selling, the product that they're selling is sneakers, is sporting goods, is athletic apparel. I'm here to say, guys, that that's their commodity. That's just the tool that they're using. That's just the thing that they have access to, that they can get in abundance, that they've mastered the manufacturing and the kind of, you know, creating of. They can create athletic wear. But there's tons of athletic wear companies, guys. There's hundreds. There's literally hundreds, probably thousands of different companies that are out there. Tons. But there's something about what Nike is doing that seemingly brings more value, more client loyalty, more, you know, popularity, yet they're seemingly selling the same thing. Somebody would argue, well, their stuff is better. You know, I would argue that in many instances, being someone that played sports when I was younger, not all Nike sneakers is seemingly better, really, because better is relative to the athlete, to the person that's wearing them. But there is a clear leader in the athletic category and has been. And honestly, there's no letting up anytime soon, because I'm convinced that the commodity that they're selling, guys, is athletic wear, is sneakers, is sporting goods. But the true product that they're selling, that they sell to people, that people are drawn to purchase, is something different. I think what they're selling is winners. I think that what Nike really sells is winning. The very name Nike is from the god Nike, which is the god of victory. A lot of people don't know that. That's just my little nerd coming out. Don't judge me. but Nike is selling victory, right? They're selling winning or winners. I mean, I remember as a kid, I mean, if you're on the basketball court and you see somebody pull up in Nike sneakers, Nike shorts, Nike headband, Nike wristband, Nike tank top, Nike jersey, I mean, subconsciously, I don't even know if it's a kid. I think if you saw a grown-ass man, right, or woman show up in Nike, there was a level of like, oh, they could play. Before you even saw them shoot the ball or catch the pass, you're like, yo, I bet you they could play, right? And it is this ingrained, subconscious, intangible thing that Nike, through its promotion, through its branding, through its marketing, through its imagery, visuals, commercials, to the point that the very thing that they use in order to establish in the mind of the consumer that they want to get their products to, the branding or the especially their commercials, it has its own kind of cult following, to the point that nearly every ad agency, including mine, has got in front of a computer, in front of an editing device, and said, yo, I'm going to try to create a Nike commercial. Like, you're not marketing for Nike, but the Nike way, the Nike approach, the Nike POV or point of view is so distinct. It's so bespoke that people in marketing, in other companies, probably, I would even argue, in opposing companies, right, in competitors to Nike even, approach their marketing, Apple is the exact same way, approach their marketing to the point that people are saying, we're going to try to do it like Nike does it. You know, even though the commercial is a thing trying to sell the commodity, which is the sneaker, which is trying to sell the true product, which is winning. And that ability, guys, to equate a thing, to equate an intangible emotion, a goal of its consumer to be a winner, not second place, the winner, the champion, the lead, right? So what they do is they align themselves with not just athletes, but Nike strategically aligns themselves with champions. In basketball, when you think of Nike, you think of arguably the three best players of all times are Nike athletes. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. When you think of tennis, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Serena Williams. When you think of baseball, A-Rod, Bo Jackson, Ken Griffey, Deion Sanders. When you think of football, you think of certain athletes like the Deons of old, right? You think of these people that have had signature, what they would call sneakers, logo design after their sport. In swimming, Michael Phelps, right? You could go on and on, right? Collegiate programs like Alabama Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, right? North Carolina, right? Tar Heels, Duke University, right? Blue Devils. There are certain teams, even in the female ranks, UConn, right, is a Nike-sponsored 11 championship, man. Just got knocked out of the Final Four. Hell of a game, quite frankly. Looking forward to watching the national championship for women tonight. So why am I going through this? Because Nike's not selling sneakers, guys. And whatever your product is out there, seemingly, I want you to know it's not the physical, tangible thing you're selling. It's not the hairstyling, guys. It's not the food. It's not the liquor at your bar, at your restaurant, or your club. It's not that. It's not the clothing that's the commodity. And as creatives and artists, right, we are so, my goodness, caught up in the craftsmanship, right, and the skill set that we have, which tricks our mind into thinking that the people are buying the commodity. They're buying the thing that I make. And a true business person in 2018, guys, somebody that really understands communicating, marketing, branding, burning an idea in a client's mind, is understanding that I'm not, they're not really buying my commodity, because I think I'm amazing and perfect, but truly, there's tons of people cooking food. There's tons of people cutting hair. There's tons of people making clothes. There's tons of people making music. But I'm the best. Listen, that's relative. You've got to sell something deeper. You've got to brand yourself that what you're giving to people is maybe hope, victory, love, peace, family, time, right? Health, better lives. You gotta, there's something else that you have. And truly, guys, that is your branding that is going to allow people now. And here's my point. Branding, guys, when done effectively, you are not pushing your product onto a consumer. You're not. You're not selling. Somebody say, I don't like selling. Well, I would encourage you to really get a wrap around what people really need, what they really want, and connect to people on a different level emotionally that fulfills something that they're not really buying. They're buying the sneakers, but the sneakers and the athletic wear gives them the belief, confidence even. Somebody said, now you're going too far. I think we're underestimating if we don't think that this athletic wear and what it means to be a Nike athlete. Recently, one of the players from Notre Dame that played against and beat UConn in the quarterfinals, they asked her after the game. They said, you know, you just were playing on another level tonight. And the first thing out of her mouth was, she said, Kobe was in the stands. Kobe Bryant was at that game. And she said, Kobe was in the stands. And when I looked up, it was kind of like Mamba mentality. Now you got people with personal brands to the point that when you say, I went Kobe on them, somebody's name, I went Kobe on them, you're like, whoa. That means you just clicked in. You just locked in. You got so focused, you dropped 40, 30, and this girl was in a zone that night, right? Mamba, or the Black Mamba mentality. Yo, man, I'm about to drop it. I'm about to drop my album like Beyonce. You like, whoa, you must about to do it. Yo, I'm about to get my numbers up like Jay-Z. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. You must be on, you know what I mean? Like, so, listen, what I'm encouraging you to do, guys, is to think deeper about what you are. Is this a definition of branding? What you are and what you are trying to do is to understand how to deliver a product that no longer pushes onto people, buy, sell. I've got to have something that acts as a magnet. I've got to have a campaign and a way that I do something that considers the client and his or her needs to a point that it just pulls them in. It just draws them in like a magnet. And I'm going back to the beginning of this story. I was in this mall, and the very store with just Nike everything in it, and the photos and the pictures and the imagery and how they set up the store, it was just like my body just walked in the store, right? If you're a techie, your body just walks in the Apple store, right? Man, you're just there because you're like, yo, everything that this thing is about. Apple doesn't really sell electronics. They sell taste. Design. They sell a level of eliteness, really. They sell a level of style. People are very much into Apple products. You would not believe, for a greater part, less about the technology and more about how sexy and slick they look. I'm one of them. Somebody said, now that's crazy. And Android people always say, I don't need none of that. Well, that customer is not concerned about that. But the average, more than average Apple customer is about, they really are selling style, delivery, execution, right? Craftsmanship. They're not really selling technology. Somebody say, I'm Android. I like something different. You're right. The average Android, right, user is about customizing, control. I want to be able to make it mine. And the average Apple client doesn't think about that. So there's a clear line in the sand. And oftentimes we think the companies are competing. They're not. They are very clear on who their customer is. And my question is, am I clear on what I'm really selling? When I have a business and I'm truly selling education, guys, right? I'm selling education for those in small business. I'm selling business strategy, right? I'm selling business coaching, right? I'm selling motivation possibly with online and offline, right? Speaking engagements and things. But is that what I'm really selling? Ultimately, what I really am concerned about, genuinely, and what I want to attract clients to as I ask them to be clients or invest in Torregano Group. Guys, check us out at torreganogroup.com. Check us out at Torregano Group on Instagram. What I'm asking them to really do is invest in a company that believes in this model. Better brands, better business, and better lives. Lives is capitalized, meaning the ultimate goal for this is what I think everyone is truly after. Freedom. Time, peace of mind, financial solace or peace, right? Stability for their families, laughter, great wine, travel, great food, time with their loved ones, less stress around the home. And if we don't put these businesses and these brands and these companies and these brick and mortars into the correct systematic approach, guys, these things will just take over our lives and take over all of the health of our physical and mental in what we're trying to do. So my ultimate goal is to get to that. Guys, who's after better lives? All right, now let me tell you what the commodity I'm going to use to get to that. That's the real product that we're selling, better lives. And I ask you guys to think about that and ask yourself, what am I really selling? Well, I think I'm selling makeup. I doubt it. I doubt that's what the client ultimately wants, right? Now, if you're selling makeup tutorials, makeup education to other makeup artists, maybe they want makeup applications, but many times they're looking for something even more. But a client is desiring, let's use makeup for instance, they're desiring something else. It's what makeup makes them feel like. It's what makeup makes them think of themselves. That's this intangible thing. And that is where you want to focus your advertising and your branding. Establish visuals, audio, video, photo, branding, marketing material that establishes that's what I'm really selling. I'm using makeup. I'm using sneakers. I'm using education and technical training to get you as a conduit, as a gateway drug of sort, to get you to the ultimate product that I'm selling. This intangible thing. And guys, that process is truly branding. That's my one of the many ways that you could look at it. So yeah, man, Nike ain't selling sneakers. They selling winners, right? And that's why I just roll with Nike oftentimes, because I feel like I'm a winner, right? You just don't feel the same when you're rolling around with New Balance. Shout out to New Balance. I hope we can work together in the future. Guys, thank you for stopping by the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. Now get out there and live.